From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is hailing the EPA's announcement to allow expanded E15 fuel sales. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com removing outdated barriers and regulations is a commitment this administration continues to make good on. And as our country works on breaking our dependency on foreign oil, our farmers have played a major role in helping us become energy independent. However, Duval adds, we look forward to working with the EPA to address the harm caused by small refinery exemptions. The trade war with China and low commodity prices will combine to slash U.S. farm exports by 4.5% this fiscal year. According to the USDA's latest quarterly forecast, exports of $137 billion would be the smallest since 2016, following the collapse of the commodity boom. Agriculture.com reports the U.S. sales to China, formerly the country's number one customer, were forecast at $6.5 billion, down by $10 billion in 1 year and less than a third of the annual tallies before retaliatory tariffs throttled trade. In response to the University of Georgia's recent study claiming the new USMCA will cost some Georgia vegetable and fruit growers revenue and jobs, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the sensational assertions are flat wrong. He adds, as a proud UGA alumnus, I'm here to tell you USMCA is good for Georgia's farmers and all American agriculture. Perdue says chapter by chapter, verse by verse, USMCA improves virtually every component of NAFTA. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.